station making history every day.
My sweet home, Chicago.
Now, Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft.
89
Bruce Wolf, Dan Proft. So, Dan, asked you this before. Were you watching all the NFL stuff? And but I should have asked you the threshold question. When you were deciding whether to go to the Union League Club or the Yacht Club, did you, like, for example, clip out a coupon from the newspaper and say, oh, Union League Club only costs $995 with brunch, but the Yacht Club is a little bit more money, but...
It's not that expensive, but there are no coupons in the Sunday circulars for the private clubs.
Would it be in, like, the middle of Michigan Avenue magazine or something that you read?
No.
Well, you might want to recuse yourself from this discussion, which involves people like me who are members of the Hoi Polloi. Okay, and but you know, some of us have to watch our money. And fortunately, we are joined right now by Jill Cataldo, who is one of the premier coupon experts in the country. Seriously, I mean, she does workshops. I've heard her before. She's the founder of Super Couponing. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Jill.
Oh,
we appreciate
it. My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
And also, you can go to jillcataldo.com. That's CATALDO.com. And Super Couponing workshop is Thursday, January 17th at the Northbrook Public Library. Now, are there discounts for the workshop, or is that for free?
You know, I would say probably 95% of the workshops I teach are free, because I don't think you should have to pay a lot of money to learn how to save money.
Give us an introduction right now. I mean, what would be the first thing you would tell somebody about couponing?
You know, the first thing I tell everybody is everything you know about the way you shop is wrong. And people kind of recoil at that and go, oh, come on, I'm watching this, I'm saving this, I'll buy store brands and that. The thing most people don't realize is, number one, it's not all about the coupons. It's really about paying the best price possible. And everything cycles in price. You know, everything does. They have a high range and a low range. In a nutshell, what we do is we aim to buy when prices are at the lowest point in that cycle. And then, of course, if you have coupons, you're going to cut it even more. So a good example of this would be, like, this week at Meijer, Colgate toothpaste. Toothpaste is one of those things that can go on sale anywhere from $2.99 down to a dollar. There's a 75-cent coupon in the paper, so with it being on sale for a dollar this week, it's a quarter.
Wow.
So when you go to a grocery store or something, do you end up, like, getting money back from the store after you're done with your purchases?
You know, you can, depending on the store. There are some stores that do what we call coupon overage, where if you do, you know, coupon over the value of what you've bought, you can get cash back, yes.
It's like a reverse mortgage or something. I mean, this is unbelievable. So I would feel like I was stealing to take a tube of toothpaste for a quarter. I think I should be held for shoplifting if I got to. So give us some more illustrations of how we can save money right here, right now, Jill.
You know, everything, like I said, everything cycles in price. And couponing's changed a lot. You know, like you were talking about the Sunday circulars earlier, a lot of the coupons that we use do come right out of the paper. But being a digital age, you know, we've got a lot of coupons that are, you know, electronic. You can do things that are load to card. All of our major supermarkets, Jewel, Dominick's, Meijer, have load to card coupons too. So if you're not a, you know, scissors and paper kind of person, you can do that stuff either with an app or right with your computer before you even go to the store.
What do you think about new businesses like Groupon?
You know, I think Groupon is fun. I think Groupon had a big splash, and then there's a lot of imitators out there. And the one thing that you see sometimes when, you know, the companies that put their offers out there say that it's kind of a flash in the pan thing. You get a lot of new customers, but not all of them stay because they get used to paying that low price.
Jill, you know, we have so little time here, and let's learn how to economize our time here, Dan Prof. You're asking all the macroeconomic questions. Why don't you ask her what she thinks about the trillion-dollar coin right now? I mean, I want specific things that we can save money on, Dan Proft.
Well, it's part of that. Doesn't that part of that go with sourcing? Like, should we use Groupon? Or should we use other,
yeah,
other sites?
I need something right now. Cut through the middle person. Give us some illustrations.
The vendor is the middle person.
Well, like I said, you know, the one thing people will consistently say is, okay, this all sounds really good, but I don't have enough time to do this. The way that I teach it, and again, my workshops, almost all of them are free, and then every week on the blog that you mentioned at jillcataldo.com, I write this out for you in a beginner step-by-step format. If you don't think you can do this, if you've got half an hour a week, you can cut your grocery bill in half, because I'm going to tell you exactly what's on sale, what coupons to use, and how to get these things, you know, for the lowest prices possible. Meijer, again this week, they have an electronic coupon for a free gallon of milk.
Wait, is Meijer in our area?
Meijer is in our area.
Yeah, they're Meijers. They're Meijer.
See, I don't even go to the grocery store.
Right.
Well, see, I have to delegate all this stuff to Dan's butler. We're time-sharing him right now. Jill, you do mention an interesting thing, though, and that's the cost-benefit analysis.
Sure.
Because, you know, I'm sure you read Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, and where he says if you happen to be the best executive in town and also the best typist, don't spend half your time typing because, you know, your time is better spent being the best executive and you hire a typist. So if you have only, how much, you know, take your typical Dan Proft, assets worth, he lives in Lake Point Tower, so $3.4 million condo right there. Whatever. What I'm saying is that's what the latest one I saw. How much, let's say, you know, so how much, you know, you got an hour a week. You're a busy man on the go. What should you do with that time?
What you would do with that time is really plan your shopping list. And we tend to shop ahead of our needs a little bit. You're never going to go in a couponer's house and say, oh, gosh, they're out of laundry detergent. We have a few bottles on hand because we bought it when the price was very low, so that when we do run out, there's another bottle sitting there. We don't have to go down to the store and pay, you know, hey, now Tide is $18.99 a bottle. We would never pay that. That's a very high, you know, point in the price. You kind of beat the game that way. But again, with the coupons, when you're asking how much money we can really save, the first year I did this, and I've been doing this about 7, 8 years now, I did keep track of every coupon, just spreadsheeted it all for people like you, Bruce. And sure. In the first year, it was over $5,400 I saved.
Wow. That's pretty good.
And
how much time did you spend on it? I'm sorry.
Honestly, about, I would say less than an hour a week, probably 30 to 60 minutes a week.
All right. Well,
it pays very well.
You're talking about reoccurring purchases. What about larger one-time or semi-reoccurring purchases like, a flat-screen TV or a new computer?
You know, there are good times of the year to buy those things as well. If you don't fall into the Black Friday hype, which a lot of it is hype, you know, there are a lot of great deals, but you don't always see the best models featured there for laptops, TVs. A lot of times they're kind of stripped down feature-wise. I like to buy that stuff kind of mid-late summer because that's when the models kind of start clearancing out and the new models are coming in for fall and winter before Christmas. So late summer is a good time to buy, you know, some of those bigger electronics.
So, Jill, it's jillcataldo.com, and your super couponing workshop is January 17th at the Northbrook Public Library, right?
I have one that day, and I have got another one on the 19th in Zion, and I teach all the time locally. I mean, I'm constantly in a state of teaching almost every week in Chicago.
Right. We thank you for the tips. Thanks so much, Jill Cataldo. We appreciate it. 89 W.